Rishami Brachos Daf Sama Gimel. The Gemara continues discussion the Indian of Brachos, so particularly the Bracha that's made on rice. And it has Sugya Rift in Bavli. And here the Gemara mentions pretty much the Shitas that we see in Bavli, but much more Bekitzer, much more an abridged version of the Sugya. Says the Mishnah Nebraisa. It's a Braisa in a Tosefta Kosis Achitan. Person to choose chitin, whole wheat kernels. And what bracha do you make on that? So you chew them and you eat them. So what do you do in such a case? So Amar Leihem Bari Minei Zeronin. You say the bracha that you bari Minei Zeronin, the special types of seeds. Now this, Mepharshim explained, that we had the Machlokes in the Mishnah of Yehuda Nechachamim. This is the Shita of Yehuda Nebraisa, who holds that you specifically make the chumims are the ones that said you make a general rule of bari pi adam is a general rule by all things that grow, all things on the ground. And the Rav Yehuda is the one who says, no, each one specifically, you have to make a separate bracha on all the specifics. And this way, this is a specific type. The Gemara doesn't explain even more detail what type of what we're talking about, how specific we're talking about. The Haredim says it's Dafka Braisa according to Yehuda Shita. Says the Gemara. I'm going to bring Mizona. Afya, the Gemara says, if you went ahead and you baked it and you cooked them, and you put them in it, right, you cooked them in a pot. Zmancha Pusos, Kayamos, the pieces of the bread that you put are still considered intact. You still see the pieces. The Malacha is, and you make a mochi lechemin, you make a mochi lechemin aretz. However, if you are, and your animal baruch lechem, I show shmokas, and your bench as well. But ain't no bruce kadus, but the pieces are not nicker anymore. They're broken up. They're dissolved. They're broken up in when you cook, the process of cooking. Omelem bremen emazonos. Mavarakalem, varak akarov, bracha main shalosh. And you make a bracha alamichya on them. So again, I view the shita that when it agrees, when it's completely broken up, and it's all part of like a cooked product, so then it's mazonos and it's alamichya. But if it's still nicker, then the luck is you make specific brachos. You make a bari much nachem and aretz, but the pieces are separate. The pieces are considered in nikkar, the pieces that you can see, and those that it requires its own bracha, and the and if it's the same idea over here that we're going to see now break down even further of what are we talking about. If it's still considered the pieces still makayim, we'll see qualifications of dividing up the brachos even more. And then Bryce continues to explain. Ad kami prusas. What do we say the prusas in pieces? What are we referring to? What size are the pieces? As long as the pieces are up until the shear of a kazayas, then the halacha is you'd make a moti on it. But if it's smaller than that, then it loses its status of a kazayasim. And it's less, and it's not considered lechem. Where it's a mechuba yesh prusa because I am a chose lechem avarach hamotzi. Aim prusa kzayis im yesh bim tzorik lechem chose lechem avarach hamotzi. Malom avarach by minim zanos. So if it's less than a kzayis, and it still has a sur of a lechem, you still make a motzi on it. But if it's not, then you make a bari minim zanos. You make a bari minim zanos. So therefore, the Gemara says the she would be the neke where it's considered a lechem, a piece of bread. If it's a kasayis, it's a lechem gadol. It's a motzi and benching. If it's not, it's mazonos. It's a motzi, but it's and if not, it's even less than that. You make a bari min mazonos. You make a bari min mazonos if it would be less than a kasayis. So the Gemara wants to know it, but is that a rule by all cases? So the Gemara Bryce qualifies that and says no. There are several different variations. Hakoyis are as a person goes and chews, eats rice. Omala bari name is Zeronim. You say bari name is Zeronim. Again, it's a shitin Rav Yehuda that you make a bracha Zeronim. It's a process that you have in the gate to rice itself. It's a special bracha that you make a bracha Zeronim. It's ground up. It's you ate it, therefore you make a bari name Zeronim. So the Gemara says I feel of you, Moshe. You cooked it and you baked it and cooked it. Even though the pieces are still makuya, it's still considered bread per se. Because it's cooked and it's changed the process. Once you cook it, and you, even if you baked it and you cooked it, it's considered a bar mitzvah mizonos, and therefore it's not right, even though lamaisa it's made from the chamesh minim, but it's considered a different, not considered the actual bread itself, and therefore, because the pieces are not, it's not nicker anymore, then the halakha is, it's considered a mizonos. What about, and you have to make a bracha as well? And Gemara says, but you don't bench on it, you don't make any bracha. Now here, lamaisa, the smashma, the lashon of the Bavli as well, you don't make any bracha, it means you don't make any bracha, anything at all. But the Rishonim disagree and say, no, you don't make a Birkas Man Gimel, but you still make a Bari Nefashos. The Chum say you don't make any bracha at all. And we'll see later the qualification is you only make a Bari Nefashos only on certain times. The Chum say only on if you're eating, only if you're eating eggs, meat, things that Yesh Bram Chai. But if it's not, you don't even make a Bari Nefashos on it. We pass in like a sheet of Rashi and others in the Rambam, which is the sheet in Shulchan Aruch, we do make a Bari No, if you go ahead, you make a Bari Adam on it. You don't make a. So we have one sheet in the Brisa that says that rice is considered Bari Minim Zeroinim. Here we come along and says, Aviyamayo says, you make a Bari Minay Bari Pi Adama. Bar Marina, Bar Kume Reb, you call it Zira, but Kume Reb Chia Bravo. But Rabino, these people said over the name of Chia Bravo that you make a shop on the other row. A second opinion of Shema Chizda, we have now another opinion that says on rice you make Barmine Ma'adonim. You make Barmine Ma'adonim. You create its delight. It's Adonim. What's Pshad Adonim? Because it's Davar Chashev. It's considered a higher level. And the Gemara doesn't explain what the referring to, what case you're referring to, you make a Barmine Ma'adonim. So we have four sheetas of what bracha you make on rice. So the Gemara says, these four opinions are not really arguing. They're all speaking in different circumstances. What is the Bari Minim Zonos? That we the first sheet we had in the Brisa, but we love it bull. That's where you go ahead and you make it into a bull. It's made into like a bull shamalach, like a block of salt. It's a solid piece. It's a solid piece. Says the Charedim. So therefore, that's the case you make a Bari Minei Mizonos. Adama would say where you make the rice into Devrir. You make it into where it's Devrir. What's Devrir? Says the Lashon of the Charedim. So talking over a Bishlo. You didn't break it up. You didn't grind it up. It's whole. Except that you cooked it. So therefore, it didn't really too much. It didn't go ahead and change the tzura. The tzura is still the same because you cooked it in fact, you didn't break it up. So it's cooked it, but lamaisa you spit the kernels when you did it, but it didn't change the original state. That's adama. That's shak when you cooked it. So mele it's completely dissolved. When you cooked it, it's completely dissolved. Then that's a halacha b'shakol, like any dover mic, like you cooked. And vushal harbi says the karetim in the smayek agray like atzoyin. It became all totally integrated. It's integrated. That's like a vegetable. There, that's considered the shakol. Now, bandi yama bari medamim. This last shita of Shema Kasidu says bari medadonim. That's with the tarif. That's where it's cooked in a way where it's a. It's not anymore the rice, but it's made much better. You upgraded it. Says the Torah says the Charedim loshen beitza teruva kabakara, like a dish in a plate. So the special harbi meot, you've cooked it a very long time, but asa kechel of korish, like it's a gelled, it's like a jellied broth. So now it's much different than originally. It's not rice. You don't make mizonos or adama, but it's not shakal either. It's much higher level. It's even better. You made it into like a jellied into a delicacy. And therefore, that would be more than a shakol, you make a bracha of Bari Minei Ma'adonim. So therefore, we have four different opinions, and each one explains what state it's on, into what state of cooking did the rice to warrant that bracha. Adko dechila, most of that, we talked about the bracha like a tchila. But so, what about the end? What bracha do you make at the end? Mar says, Bari Minei Ma'adonim, La'edon Mem Nefesh Kochai, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alaretz V'la Ma'adonel. According to Shema Chasida, what bracha do you make on the bracha Karina when you go to the highest level, when you already made it into a delicacy? What would you make it on? What bracha Karina would you make it on? Must you make a bracha on this burning of Ma'adonim, a special bracha that you'd make on the both the process of how you're cooking it and the end process, that it's a davar kosher. And then we incorporate all these brachos into the end bracha. So the Gemara says, if that's the bracha, what do we do? What's the psak? So the Gemara, Ruba said, Alocha, Yitzhak Ruba, it's the great one. Rabbi, when he would make a bracha, when he would eat meat or eggs, then he would say, then you make the bracha a Baruch Olam, Baruch Nefashos. And it's why the bracha makes sense, because it's a bracha of Baruch Nefashos, giving living things. The meat and eggs give life, its potential to give life. Mamela, therefore, the bracha of Baruch Nefashos, Chasron HaKamash HaBrala HaChiyos Nefesh Kalkai, is appropriate for that bracha. Is appropriate for that bracha. Now we say the bracha Chay Olamim is the bracha that we say, Chay Olamim is the bracha that we say at the end of the bracha, of the tekufa, of the end of the bracha of what Chachalawa Koveya. And the question is, are we knowing in that bracha according to today, that we're knowing in that bracha, Messiah the bracha, Besayf. The Bavli Cholikan says we make a bracha on the Bavli, in the Aflamat Zion says on rice. We make a mazonos, but we make at the bracha corner, we make a bar nefashos. But here, in the Ramah Pasa, we shukran aruch paskins. But here, the Gemara's dishita is Gemara saying that you'd make a special bracha, bar nefashos, rabbis lakios. The Gemara says, bracha al kofas hatchiles. At the end, what do we do at the end? The Gemara says, amrachan bar yemine nefashos. You say bar nefashos. Heiser of Yosef. Yosef said, "Amizisim legun." The Mishnah says differently. Alachemis v'alaguba v'alagvolos v'alim. On those things, you say shakol miyivara. V'hadei gov la minefeshu. But this agoya of a locust is not a din of minefesh. Not a din nefesh. So the chari you wouldn't make a nefeshos. Why do you make it about nefeshos? The Gemara doesn't seem to answer the shaila. So in the Bavli, Gemara answers the shaila that we still say in Ekonami, we still say anyway. So here the Chachamim say, according to Rabbanan, the only time you say nefesh, kol koi by nefeshos, only if it's something that gives nefesh off. You give beitzim, eggs, or meat. But things are lechaymes, gavur, locust, and vinegar, etc., then you should not make it. It's not min nefeshu. But the look is, we still say it's a chor, it's a stira. So the look, in the Bavle, we pass, and we say shak, we also say this. We say bar nefeshos. But here, the Yerushalmi seems to be unclear, not a look of psuka, as to what bracha we make on the bracha akreina. What bracha do we make on this, at the end, do we make a bracha akreina or not? Because main shalos. So the Gemara is going to give a different opinion now as to what we make on the bracha akreina. Says the Gemara is like this. Gemara said, this is what we said to explain how Rav Shimon Chizda Rebbe. So Shimon Chizda said you make a bari, especially Abay Adonim, when it's made chatupa, when it's made like a jelly thing, a much higher, raise the level of it, it's a modava Michael, a dava chashev, in the same bracha you make bari in the first, like you make on Beit some eggs, because it gives life. You make that bracha, different Shimon Gamaliel, both of them are Gamaliel Shita, both of them say like Rav Shimon Gamaliel Shita that we said earlier. That is no brisa. That you make bray on all seven minim, you make the bracha, a bracha achrona on all seven minim. The Torah of Shira Klal, Kachar Yibin Shem Rav Gamliel, Kal Minshin Shiv of Einu Min Dagon, anything you make it's not Min Dagon V'lo Fupas, and you didn't bake it into a bread. Rav Gamliel, Omer Bracha Achrona, Shos Brachos. Gamliel says you make a bracha, you still bench. And Chomer Lo Bracha Echos, you only make a bracha, you make an Alamicha. Make a bracha akarov and a bracha akroina akarov by alafashos by alamichya. You don't make anything afterwards. You don't make anything, not even a burning the fashos. So you see, memela, that's according to chachamim. Shir Gamliel would say you do make a bracha akroina afterwards. We obviously paskin like Rav Yehuda of Shimon Gamliel. And the comment that we make a bracha lefana makarav, we do make a bari nefashos afterwards, and that's the way we paskin halakha, the way the Bavli paskins, and that's the way the Gemara seems the way halakha and Shulchan Aruch paskins that way as well. The Gemara says, what about the way the Bavli shebekanina kol shukain solos veikalita? Anytime you go ahead, you take flour and you cooked it and you made it into a dish ukein kalita. or you made it something which is you poured boiling water on it, and it's a hot boil that the flour, you cooked it with hot water, so but you didn't actually, like you make bagels, you make it, you don't make it, you make it with boiling water, you don't do, you don't bake it. You don't, chamesh is a minim, oh, you make out of 5 minim, oh, malabay minimizanos, you make minimizanos, barakakla barakman and shalosh. You make it on the michel on the end, and they make a barakakrina, a barakakrina on the end. This lechayra would require, again, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Gamliel said before, when you have a motzi, you have to bench at the end. But here, the Gemara is saying, of Yaakov Be'idi, he's passing like a chomim, that you make a alamichi afterwards. For Gemara, the culture against souls of Be'chalita, Enim Chamesh Aminim, when you don't, what if it's not for any of those Chameshes Aminim, what bracha would you make? What bracha would you make there? Bishleim of Yaakov Be'adi says, the name of chomim, that you make is bracha, you make an alamichi, because it's from the Chamesh Aminim. But where you don't have it for Chamesh Aminim, so what, for the Gemara Kash, what bracha would you make on it? What would the, it's, now we don't have any shita. Yaakov Yaakov doesn't tell us what to make on such a case, on such a situation. I'm Rav Yoina, Sholok Rav Zera, Gabi Ilan, Debe Rav Yanai. Rav Zera sent me to Shaila, the name of Rav Yanai. I'm Elise, Elise, I know, you're down in my Emily. I don't know what they said to me. I know they, I asked the Shaila, the psak was given in the base of Rav Yanai, but I don't know what the paschal was. The Gemara says, Micah did, so what do we do? So what's the halacha? So you just say you don't know what the halacha is, but what? How do you pass on Leila Maisa? What's the? How would people know it? I'm Rav Yosi Mistaber Shakol Nieved Varo. Mistaber the bracha Rishayna Ish Shakol Nieved Varo, which is again is made for this because it's not from the Chamesh Aminim. So you'd make the bracha, you make the bari, you make the Kol Nieved Varo on it. That's what you'd make. And once you make Shakol Nieved Varo, so then the bracha Krona would be Lechayra. You don't make an Adama. You don't make you don't make a bari in the mizonos. You make a bari shakal mi'avero, and the bracha chrona would therefore be lechayra, like we said by things of cooking. So you'd make an you make a bari nefeshos on it, not like the rabbanon, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. This is what you would make. You make a shakal when it because it's cooked, and you would answer, and you would bari nefeshos at the end. The Gemara would say that would be the halacha mistaber. That would be the lack of since we don't have a clear psak, so mazonos you can't make. You can't make adama. We would make a shakol niyabedvaro. So the Gemara shaila, that's okay if I understand. Gemara says yo, I didn't call kserlas. That what if a person ate flour? You ate flour. You ate wheat flour. Ma'alavarke besofa. What do you make a bracha at the end? What bracha do you make? Do you make a bracha? In other words, we know flour itself that you go ahead, we already said, that you go ahead and if you made it and you cooked it up and you made it's all very thin, it's not nicker at all, you make a shakel. But here, where it's still hard in this course and it still has its original tzura, you make a mizonos or hamotzi. However, flour that the local soldier you went ahead and you ate wheat flour, and what do you do in such a case? So Gemara says, right, this kind of flour, what do you do in such a case? What is halacha? My bracha said, what bracha would you make at the end? So Gemara says, what's a shaila? We know we don't bench, but do we make an alamicha? Do we make a bar nefashos? We don't make a bracha. No, Gemara wants to know that, what's the shaila? So Gemara says, it's cook. What bracha would you make on it? So the Gemara says, I'm of Yossi, v'achon lo'ach, v'yimi yosolz b'nim yomi. Once because Rav Yimya was not sure what bracha achrona to make on it, he never ate his entire life. He didn't eat this type of flour his whole life because he was not sure what bracha to make on it. If he wasn't sure the bracha rishayna, do you make adama or al pri adama? Which bracha? And mele, do you know make a bracha nefashos or not? So which he didn't know what to do. So he refrained from eating this wheat flour his entire life because he didn't know what the bracha rishayna would be. Elamai, you could say you can make a shakel on the bracha rishona, it would cover everything, but then you have a shakel what bracha achrona to make. Since he didn't know what the halacha was, so Mimela, he didn't eat it his entire life. So Gemara says, that's where some learned the Gemara shakel, why he was knowing. Some say no. He knew that you make a bracha nefashos on the end. That he knew. That wasn't a shakel. The only shakel was what bracha rishona to make on it. And that he was besafik about. That's why he wouldn't eat it. So Mara says, "Lo tzrichale delayla v'doy." Mara says, "No, there's no need to go ahead and not to eat it like Rav Yami does, except in a case like this, where there's a suffix, only afterwards." You know, it's by the katchila, you can make a shakol, so therefore there's no shaila. You have to avoid eating it because when you have a suffix, you can always have a shakol, which would be because again, you yotzef everything. Shakol could work for everything. So Mamela, therefore, he wouldn't refrain from eating it for that reason. However, but Akrona is where the Shiloh was, and that's what he was Masafik on. And that's why he refrained from eating it, because he didn't know what the Bracha Akrona would become to make. If a person doesn't know what Bracha Akrona he should make on something, so Mamela, if in a Hanami, you should not, a person should refrain from eating it, to make it. Now, what happens if Lamaisa, a person did eat it, and he's not sure what to make a Bari Nefeshos or a Michya? So again, there we find an halacha. In such a case, then you make a Bari Nefeshos, and B'dievid, you would be Yotze, even if something that would require an Alamichya, that is the way that we would be knowing the halacha Lamaisa.